The pianist was Clipper Erickson playing music of R. Nathaniel Dett, one of the most important Black American composers of the early part of the 20th century. He passed away in 1942 and spent much of his compositional energy bringing Negro music into classical music. That was a set of waltzes he called the Inspiration Waltzes. That's starting off this hour of Let's Hear It on Classical WMUK. And I have two women who bring me inspiration every month or so to look at films that are a little out of the off the beaten path sometimes, important stories. And I'm glad to have the president of the Kalamazoo Film Society, Dara Strauss, and longtime member Madeline Cimini, back on the radio with me. Good morning to you.
Good morning. Thank you.
Well, it is February and Black History Month, so we might start off, I think, by talking about the virtual lobby discussion, which is a discussion on Ma Rainey's Black Bottom. So who wants to kick off this discussion and preview? Again, we should mention that it's Thursday, a Zoom meeting where you can watch the film and then have a chat about it.
Right. Thank you, Kira. It's great to be here again. Yes, we are going to be discussing Ma Rainey's Black Bottom, which is showing on Netflix now. We'll be talking about films that are actually in the theater in a little while. But right now, we're going to talk about Ma Rainey's Black Bottom. We do have people watch it ahead of time. And then the virtual lobby is a discussion. It's a tool that we came up with this pandemic to kind of connect with our members and the public. And it is a Zoom discussion. Anyone is welcome. You can get the link just by emailing us at calfilmsociety@yahoo.com, and we'll send you the Zoom link. We've had wonderful, wonderful discussions over the last several months, and this one will be right up there. We always are excited to have Mike Marchak, who is a longtime member and the former president of the Film Society. He'll give us, I'm sure, a wonderful background about the playwright August Wilson and the actors. He's always just full of knowledge and commentary. And then we'll have Chad Campbell and Darius Gardner will lead us with interesting questions and commentary about the film. They always come up with some interesting ideas. The film, and Madeline, help you jump in here too. It stars Viola Davis and Chadwick Boseman. This is actually Chadwick Boseman's last film before he passed away. So, but when you watch it, I can't take my eyes off of either one of them. And actually, the whole cast is terrific.
I agree. I agree. It is heartbreaking. It's so well done. And we've talked about this before, that it's based on a play, but it doesn't feel stagey because the action moves. But Chadwick Boseman, the speech that he gives, where he talks about what he saw happen to his mother as a child and then what happened to his father. If anyone can watch that, and I can't even talk about it without getting a lump in my throat. It's amazing writing, screenwriting, and amazing acting. And I refer to Viola Davis as bravura, and she just commands the scene when she's in it. Mm. It's wonderful.
A little background on what the story's about. It's Viola Davis plays a blues singer who is a bigger-than-life personality and, as Madeline says, just commands, not only commands the screen, but commands everybody around her, too. But it's during a recording session of her with her band, and that's when the tensions rise within it. But the music is fantastic, too, throughout the film.
Yeah, that's what I was going to mention. If you are interested in music and music history, all the elements are there to explore more about what was going on in a very segregated time. Black artists were making music for Black people, and then white record makers, you know, were trying to cash in on this, and the clash is there in this screenplay, and it's played out in a very vivid way. The whole film is quite vivid, with color and acting and movement, I thought.
I agree, and sound, and Branford Marsalis, the Marsalis family, there's a special place in my heart for them. But the music and the color and just everything about this. I love this film, and I think it was last month or 2 months ago when I had just seen One Night in Miami at the theater and then saw this at home. I was just so excited because, like, the future is just so bright. And then, this is in the segue, but then eventually we're going to talk about another film that is just a continuation of that story of how exciting filmmaking is right now.
Again, I'm speaking with Madeline Cimini and Dara Strauss, the president of the Kalamazoo Film Society, who are inviting you to a virtual Zoom discussion, a lobby discussion on Ma Rainey's Black Bottom. It is available now if you are a Netflix subscriber. You can see the film that way and then click in on Thursday, this Thursday, the 25th of February at 7 o'clock to take part in a hosted and guided discussion of Ma Rainey's Black Bottom. And was there anything else you wanted to bring up about this film, or should we leave some of it to the imagination?
Yeah, we can. Yes, I think that's totally true. But Madeline had mentioned earlier, you know, it does take place in the 1920s, but so much just resonates with still what we're dealing with today, that I think it will make for a very, very interesting and insightful conversation.
Yeah. It's filled with musicians and music, which is why I loved it. Although when I realized how much studio time was being wasted by not recording, it had a little bit of a nightmarish quality to it as well. Because they didn't lay down any tracks for quite a long time during the course of the play, or the film, rather. And I get that's not the point, but it worried me. So the film discussion is Thursday at 7 o'clock, and you can find all the details at calfilmsociety.net. Now, perhaps we could talk about what's going on in the theater. You have teamed up for a few years now with Celebration Cinema, and there's really good news on that front. A lot of Kalamazoo Film Society showcase films are currently showing.
Indeed. This is the first time that five of the films showing at Celebration or anywhere begin with the Kalamazoo Film Society logo and the a Kalamazoo Film Society presentation that opened the film. And that's really very exciting. And since I alluded to this a little while ago, one of the films is Judas and the Black Messiah. It's also showing on HBO Max. And it's the story of Fred Hampton, who was the chairman of the Black Panther Party, and William O'Neill, who was an FBI informant. And this is based on a true story. The acting is amazing. Lakeith Stanfield, who portrays the informant, I think he's one of the best actors around. He can play romantic lead, as he did in the photograph. He can play goofy, as he did in Uncut Gems. And he can play the role of an informant trying to have it both ways, being a member of the Black Panther Party and still giving information to the FBI. And interestingly, Martin Sheen portrays J. Edgar Hoover. The only thing I could recognize was his voice. But it's based on a true story. To have this, along with One Night in Miami, Ma Rainey's Black Bottom, Judas and the Black Messiah, these wonderful ensemble pieces, they're based on true stories or based on real-life characters. But the look of it was breathtaking to me. I'm going to see it at the theater again. I saw it on my little television in my front room Friday, and it was mesmerizing, and I will see it at Celebration Cinema. The acting is wonderful. There is violence, but again, that really happened. So there were times when I did have to close my eyes, and I knew what was going on by the gunshot. But I can't speak highly enough about this. And we chose this also to honor Black History Month. And I think we chose well. Another film that is currently playing that I just saw yesterday is Nomadland, which is also streaming on Hulu. This is another film that's gotten a lot of press. Frances McDormand plays a woman who faces grief, the loss of a husband, the loss of a house, the loss of community when a gypsum plant in her hometown closes. And she becomes a nomad. She gets pickup jobs, one at Amazon, one at taking care of an RV park.
Mm-hmm.
But all along, she makes connections to people. And some of the people she meets are not actors. Those are real-life people who live and are on the road. And she is incredibly, incredibly brave. And I walked out of the theater, got into my car, turned it on, and the first voice I heard was Kara yesterday afternoon. So there's that connection. Another film that's currently playing and getting a lot of press and a lot of award nominations is Minari, or Minari, which is about a Korean family in Arkansas. And Steve Yeun was also a Kalamazoo College student. And he moves his family from California to a small farm in Arkansas. One of their children has a health issue. And then his mother-in-law, who's kind of a foul-mouthed, slightly older woman. And what happened? And this, it's an intimate film. It's about family, but it's about some bad things that happen as well. But I think the arc of the story is life-affirming. Another film currently playing is Land, and it's Robin Wright, the actress's first directorial debut. And she is a woman who escaped to the wilderness out west, the American wilderness out west, to escape. And it follows her life-changing event. And another film that is playing is The World to Come, and it's about two women who are drawn together in 19th century the American Northwest, and they find more connection and intimacy in one another than they find in their husband. And that Judas and the Black Messiah, Land, Minari, and Nomadland will be continuing next week. The World to Come, pardon me, it will only be showing until Thursday or through Thursday.
I am I'm following along with Madeline Cimini's film descriptions at the website, calfilmsociety.net. So both the titles of the films and summaries of the plots are there at calfilmsociety.net. And I think you'll find links to showtimes as well. And Dara, you were going to say something.
Yeah, we actually saw Minari last night, and just wanted to tell people how comfortable we felt actually at Celebration Cinema. They're doing an excellent job of keeping the lines down, encouraging you to buy your tickets and even food online. The lobby wasn't full at all because they have staggered start times of the film. And then as soon as we left, they were going into deep cleaning after we were leaving the theater. So we felt, and of course, wearing masks and social distancing and all that, but we felt that they put a lot of thought into it, and we felt quite comfortable. How about you, Madeline?
Yes, I've been attending them since January, and yesterday afternoon, I think, was the first time that there were attendees in the double digits. There were probably 12 or 15 people to see Nomadland, and 6 seats away from me, there's a man took off his mask and started eating popcorn, and I'm rolling my eyes in the dark. But then I looked, and 10 minutes later, his mask was back on. So certainly, I don't know that everyone is being respectful, but certainly everyone I've seen has been. And they follow CinemaSafe protocols, and I'm always very comfortable.
Well, Madeline and Dara, tell us. I think we've reached the part of our chat today where I know you're still inviting people to apply for a grant, inviting filmmakers to apply for a grant that is just newly announced as of a few weeks ago.
A part of the pandemic has had us, of course, reexamining ourselves and our mission. Our mission being to support and encourage a vibrant cinematic community in Southwest Michigan. And part of that, we've always brought just wonderful films to our community, but we wanted to go another step further and support local filmmakers by formalizing a process of awarding a grant. The grant we've came up with was for $1,000. They do have to be a local filmmaker, and you can find all that information and all the guidelines on our website at calfilmsociety.net. The deadline for that is May 1st of this year, so there is some time yet to put your proposal together.
Well, I think we should probably tell folks how to become members of the Kalamazoo Film Society. Now we're talking about applying for grants, I think it's a lot easier to become a member of the Kalamazoo Film Society. And maybe you could talk about what benefits there are to that and how to do it.
Sure. It's very easy to do. Again, go to our website. It costs $10 per year. We've extended last year's into this year. So if you're a member last year in 2020, your membership is still good through 2021 because it was such an odd year last year. You do get a benefit, a price cut at the celebration. So I think it's $7 as opposed to $10 if you're a senior. Is that right?
Yes. And I haven't paid real prices in so long. I'm always shocked when I see someone. A matinee for an adult is $9.75. So if you're a member, that's only $7 for you. And if you go in the evening, it's quite a bit more. So your $10 membership fee is recouped quite easily. Plus, you get our monthly notices with some information about upcoming films and events.
Emails will come to your inbox with descriptions of films as well as invitations to virtual Zoom discussions.
Right. Actually, anyone can sign up for our email to be on our email list, which is great. But for $10, you know, why not join? And you support a great cause, and you also support yourself because you get reduced rates at the theater.
Sounds wonderful. Dara and Madeline, is there anything else that you wanted to share with listeners today?
No, just reiterate that this Thursday is our next virtual lobby at 7 o'clock. Everyone's welcome. We're going to be discussing Ma Rainey's Black Bottom. To get the Zoom link, just contact us at FountainChildFilmSociety@yahoo.com, and we will send you the link.
That sounds good. It's always such a pleasure to talk with you both, and I imagine we'll be back here again in a few weeks with a whole new set of films to chat about. Thanks for joining me today, and here is music from an album by Elena Yorioste. She is a Sphinx Competition alumnus, and she put together an album of very tender pieces. This is called Mother and Child by Antonin Dvorak. I'll talk to you again soon, Dara and Madeline.
Thank you so much.